Cat returns to the cage. In the street, he was known as Cat, a young man living in the hustling life. That's all he knew. But December 15, 1995 changed his life. His life became one no longer in his control. For several months thereafter, he and another man were charged with killing Tarajai Williams in an alleyway next door to a bar in Harrisburg's Hill District. Although he wasn't charged with actually killing Williams, police claimed he was the lookout while another man shot him. Except to this day, not a single witness has ever said he saw him do so. In fact, just hours after Williams' body was found, one eyewitness named three other men as the killers, men who, although identified, were never charged. They had who they wanted, Lorenzo Johnson, a.k.a. Cat, and like a pit bull on a pork chop, they wouldn't let go. Uneducated, street smart, but not book smart, in fact, illiterate, Johnson was in over his head. He tried to convince his lawyer that he didn't do it, wasn't there, and wasn't in the state when it happened. But the lawyer went by police reports, didn't fight for him, and sure enough, he and another man were soon convicted of murder and conspiracy. Alibi witnesses, threatened by police, disappeared. Years went by, and Cat fought a lonely and desperate struggle. He studied for his GED, passed it, and then studied the law. Day by day, month by month, year by year, he fought for his freedom and exoneration. On September 28, 1998, he caught a brief glimpse of hope when a Superior Court judge in Pennsylvania wrote a brief but powerful opinion in his appeal. Judge Schiller, later to become a federal judge, wrote of Johnson, "I believe that there is no direct evidence, nor can any be inferred, linking defendant Lorenzo Johnson to the death of Tarajai Williams, nor any agreement which resulted in Williams' death." One would think that would be the end of it, for hadn't the powerful state appeals court judge ruled that there's no evidence against him? Yes, but a dissenting opinion has no force in law. Two judges voted against him, one voted for him. It would be 13 years later, in 2011, before judges would vote for him again, this time the other way. Two for, one against. On October 4th, 2011, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled, much like Schiller had done over a decade before, declaring an insufficiency of evidence, the equivalent of an acquittal. 3 months later, Cat would walk out of prison, a free man. But the end is not written, for despite having filed a late cert petition by the DA, months later, in an unsigned per curiam opinion, without briefs and without oral argument, the Supreme Court reversed the Court of Appeals and reinstated this evidence-free conviction. After 6 months of freedom, Cat did something rare for most men. He left his wife and children and his job and turned himself in. Here he sits, a year later, a cat in a cage, denied the most fundamental facets of justice. In Cat's case, evidence was irrelevant. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.